ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of Art Scroll Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
This shiur is on Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Dalid. The Gemara is continuing to discuss the chait of Ochran. Ochran was Mal Bechem, and he took from the Shlal of Yerichai. And the Gemara dashens the Psukim in Yeshua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, Chota Yisrael. The Gemara dashens on Reb Abba Bazav, the Afal Pisha Chota, even though he did a chet, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Yisrael, because Yisrael, Afal Pisha Chota Yisraelu. The Gemara then dashens the Pasuk, Vegam Ovu Es Bisiya Shet Sivisiya Isam, Gam Lokhu Min Acherim, Gam Gonvu, Gam Kichashu, Gam Samu Bikleim. The Pasuk says, Loshen of Gam five times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was telling Yeshua the Chet, that it was Chota Yisrael, he said the Loshen Gam five times. And the Gemara Darshans, on Rabbi Lo, Mishim Rabbi Yudah, Bam Esparta, Milamid, She'ovar, Ochan, Al Chamish Eichum She'Torah. This is teaching us that Ochan was over on Chamish Eichum She'Torah, She'nema Chamish Gam, it says in the Pasuk Gam five times. So we dash from this that Ochan was over on Kol HaTorah Kula. From Rabbi Lo, Mishim Rabbi Yudah, Bam Esparta, then not only was Ochan over in Chamish Eichum She'Torah, Ochan Moshech Bar Alasei Hava. Ochan was a Moshech Bar Alasei, and the Gemara Darshan says, Ksevacha V'gam Ovres Bisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, V'gam Ovres Bisi. Uchsevasam by the Parsha of Milan, Parshas Lech Lecha, it says, Aloshen Es Bisi Hefar. So we Darshan from Gam Ovres Bisi is referring to Bismillah, we see from there that Ochan is a Moshech Bar Alasei. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, if we tell us that Ochan was over on Chamish Eichum She'Torah, it's Pashat that Ochan was also over on the Mitzvah of Mila, and Ochan was a Moshech Bar Alasei Hava. And the Gemara answers, Ma'u detemo b'mitzvah gufei loipakar, on a mitzvah on his own body, he was loipakar, kamashman afilo on a mitzvah on his own guf, he was a Moshech Bar Alasei. Ochan was, not only was he over on all other Yisurim, but even on a mitzvah shebe gufei, also Ochan was a Moshech Bar Alasei. On this that the Gemara tells us that Ochan was a Moshech Bar Alasei, and the Gemara dashes this from the Pasuk of Esbisi Heifar, so when it says Gam Ovru Esbisi, it's referring to Ochan was Moshech Bar Alasei. It's mashma from here that the Issa of being Moshech Bar Alasei is an Issa Deraisa. The Gemara is dashing from Sukkim that Ochan was Moshech Bar Alasei, and dashing this from Agzereshava from the Lashon of Esbisi Heifar, it's mashma from here that the Issa of being Moshech Bar Alasei is an Issa Menatayra. And the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Beis Amar Aleph to brings a memory of Meravuna Dvar Teira Moshech Oichel Betruma. Midereisa, a person who is Moshech Bar Alasei is still mutter to eat Truma, or Oral is also to eat Truma. And the Gemara is telling us that Midereisa, one who is Moshech Bar Alasei, is not Nechshav on Oral, he's Nechshav on Mol, and he's mutter to eat Truma. Umidereim Gozer Olav Ibn Shanira Karol. Midrabanan, they were Gozer on a Moshech Bar Alasei, he's also to eat Truma, Midrabanan, because he's Nira Karol. But it's only a gzeir midrabanan midereisa, it's mutter for a Moshech Bar Alasei to eat truma. Taisis in Devar Maschel midereim asks that, for Taisis from the memory of Evhuna on Tar Gemara, for Taisis that Isan Perek Nigmar Adin that a Ochan was Moshech Bar Alasei haya umapik le mikro. So Taisis, the Gemara here dashes from Sukkim that Ochan was a Moshech Bar Alasei, it's mashref from our Gemara, the Issa of Moshech Bar Alasei is a Issa min Atayra. And then for Tosfos, that it's only a smachta ba'alma, this that the Gemara dashes this from Psukim is an smachta ba'alma, but a Moshech Bar Alasei is only an Issa d'Rabbanan, there is no Issa min HaTorah of being Moshech Bar Alasei, and it's only a din d'Rabbanan that a Moshech Bar Alasei is nechshav ha'aral, and if he's only asid to eat Shumah mid'Rabbanan. And the Chayra, this is also the sheet of the Rambam and Uchash Shumah, the Rambam Paskin, this memory of Evhuna, a Moshech Bar Alasei is only asid to eat Shumah mid'Rabbanan, mid'Rabbanan, is nechshav ha'mal. It's mashma the Issa Moshech Bar Alasei is an Issa the Rabbanan, it's not an Issa the Reisa. V'yishla ha'ore from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in Paragimel Mishnah Yad Aleph, Rebbe Loza ha'midoi oimer ha'mechal es ha'kotshim ha'mevaza es ha'moedes, v'ha'malbun p'nei chavei b'riabim, Any of these five averis, even if it's yesh biyodei teirim ma'asim teirim, ain lechelik leilam haba. And what is the Mishnah referring to when it says amefer brisa shel Avraham Avinu? Rashi is mefarish ein eretzer limol as brisi heifer. He brings the pasuk of as brisi heifer. He's ein eretzer limol. He's ain lechelik leilam haba. Even if it's yesh biyodei teirim ma'asim teirim. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis and Rabbi Yonin is Pirush HaNovis are Mefarish that Mefer Brisa Shal Avraham Avinu is referring to HaMoshech Bar Lossi. The Lashon of Rabbi Yonin is that HaMoshech Bar Lossi Lechaseis HaTorah, one is Moshech Bar Lossi to be Mechaseh the HaTorah to be Nirek Ka'orol Kim Yisho Isa Lahachis Kdei Lahavzis HaMitzvahs. He's doing it Lahachis to be Mevazah Mitzvahs. He is a Mefer Brisa Shal Avraham Avinu and he's Ein Lechelek Lelam Habo. Our components were vua from the Rambam and Rabbi Yonah that a mefer brisa shel Avraham Avinu is a moshech bar losin and is ein lechelik leilam haba. And if it's ein lechelik leilam haba, it's mashma, it's an iser deraisa. It's not mashma from what something that's only an iser derabanan should be ein lechelik leilam haba. And this is also the Rambam in Paragimel Meiruchis Tshuva Lachavav is paskins elu she'ein lechelik leilam haba. And one of the isurim that the Rambam lists that he's a person who's ein lechelik leilam haba is a moshech bar losay. The Rambam paskins that a moshech bar losay is ein lechelik leilam haba. And again, if it's ein lechelik leilam haba, it's mashmitz and iser deraisa v'yesh lahor from the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Beis, the member of Rav Huna, that a moshech bar losay is only an oral midereya midereisa is mutter to each umah. It's mashmitz the iser being moshech bar losay is only an iser derabanan and not an iser deraisa. The Pri Yitzchok in Simen Chav Zayin answers that there's no stira. Even if it says it's Ein Lechelik Olam Haba, it's not Muchach from there that it's an Issa Deraisa. There could be something, even if it's only an Issa Derabonan, could also be Ein Lechelik Olam Haba. So Agam, the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that a Moshech Bar Lossi is an Issa Derabonan, Afiluachi, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Mavur, that a Mefer Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu, a Moshech Bar Lossi is Ein Lechelik Olam Haba. And that's why the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tshuvos that he's mutter to eat tshuva min ha-toyrit on the osam of the Rabbanon, even though the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva paskins that a Moshech Bar Lossi is ein lechedek leilam haba. V'yesh lehor and this mahalach from Tosis in Chagigon daf yud chesam at Aleph. Tosis is medayik from this that the Mishnah says mevazeh is ha-moyedus is ein lechedek leilam haba. And Tosis says mevazeh is ha-moyedus, the Gemara Darshins is one who is mechalal chedek shalmoyed, one who does melochan chalamoyed is ein lechedek leilam haba. Tosis is medayik from there that if one who does melachan chalamoid is ein lechelik olam haba, it's mashma from there that the issa chalamoid is an issa deraisa and not an issa derabanan. There's a nidin in the rishonim if the issa of doing melachan chalamoid is an issa deraisa or an issa derabanan. And Tosis is medayik from the Mishnah that a mevazes amoides, which the Gemara darshins mevazes amoides is referring to one who does melachan chalamoid. Zok the Mishnah is ein lechelik leilam haba. Zok Tosis, if it's ein lechelik leilam haba, mistam it's an iser deraisa. Tosis medayik from there that's an iser deraisa. And im kein huadina moishech bar losay. If the Mishnah tells us it's ein lechelik leilam haba, it's mashma from there that's an iser men atayri and not an iser derabanan. V'hodja kushe leduchte from the Gemara in Yevamos that a moishech bar losay is only osir to eat truma mederabanan, but mederaisa is mutter to eat truma. The Beis Halevi in Pashas Shemos is mechalek. If a person is moshech bar losay for a tzairich, if a person is moshech bar losay for a sibah which he has, which he wishes to moshech bar losay, Beis Halevi's marshal is the Yidden Mitzrayim. The Medrash tells us they are moshech bar losay. The Mitzrayim were geizer kenegad the mila, and therefore the Yidden wanted to cover up this that they were mal. The male they were moshech bar losay. But if in Zekta Zokter Beis Halevi, the issa of moshech bar losay would only be a issa derabanan. It wouldn't be an issa min atayra. And this is the halach of the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Beis that Rav Huna tells us that a moshech bar losay is only an oral mederabanan mederais that's nechshav amal and it's mutter to eat shumim min ha-tayra. But Dr. Beis Halevi calls that if the person is being oisim for a specific tzairich, he's being moshech bar losay, then it's an issa derabanan. But if the person is being moshech bar losay to be mevazeh the mitzvah, if the person is being moshech bar losay because he wants to destroy the mitzvah smila, he's being oisim lahachis. He wants to make himself not a mole because of his bizayin and mitzvah, Zokta Beis Halevi, Ba'if and Zed, the ma'isa being Moshech Bar Lossi is a Issa Min HaTorah. And this is what the Mishnah is referring to, that he's a Mefer Brisa Shal Avraham Avinu and he's Ein Lechelik Leilam Haba. Such a Moshech Bar Lossi is a Issa Min HaTorah. He's being Issa Lahachas, he's being Issa to be Mevazeh, Ba'if and Zed, it's an Issa Min HaTorah, and Zokta Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is Ein Lechelik Leilam Haba. When Mele Zokta Rambam in Pilchus Chumas that a Moshech Bar Lossi is mutter to eat Chuma Min HaTorah, it's only Nissa de Rabbanan. But Dr. Beis Halevi calls the dafka moshech bar losay if he's doing it for any specific tzorich, that's an issa derabanan and he's only an oral mederabanan. Ashenkin zok to Beis Halevi, the Rambam Menuchas Tshuva, the Rambam Paskins, that a Mefer Bisa Shal Avom Avinu is a Moshech Bar Alosa, and he's Ein Lechelek Lelam Abba, that's a person who's being Oysa Lahachis, he's being Oysa to be Mevaza, the Mitzvah Mila, but if and that's an Issa Dei Raisa, and on that the Mishnah tells us, is, and the Rambam tells us, is Ein Lechelek Lelam Abba. Well, if he's a Yesh Lefarish, our Gemara, this time we say, Ochon Moshech Bar Alosa, have a, Ochon was Moshech Bar Alosa, to be Mevaza, the Mitzvah Mila, he was a Oysa Lahachis, Memelo, that was an Issa Minatoi, the Gemara Dashins from the Pasuk of his B.C. Heifa, Vigam Avres B.C., that Ochon is a Moshech Bar Alosa, he was this Moshech Bar Alosa that the Mishnah is referring to, a Mefer B.C. Shalavom Avino, that's Ein Lechedek Lelam Abba. The Gemara continues to Dashin the Psukkim of how Yeshua was Mechayev Ochon Misa. And the Gemara darshins the pasuk in Yeshua, Vayikach Yeshua es Ochon ben Zerach, ves HaKesef, ves HaDeves, ves Loshein Azov. All the things that Ochon took from the Shlal of Yerichai, Yeshua brought it with him to the Sveifa of Ochon, that they also should be burnt. Ves Bono, ves Bneisav, he brought Ochon's children. Ves Shoyrei, ves Chamoyrei, ves Soinei, ves Olei, ves Kol HaShelo, he brought all his possessions, Shoyrei, Chamoyrei, Soinei, everything that belonged to Ochon. And it's mashma from the pasuk that he brought, just like he brought Shoyrei, Chamoyrei, Tzoynei, Olei, V'chol HaShaloi to be Nisraf, who then he brought Banu v'Bnoisav, they were also Chayiv Sveifa. And the Gemara asks him, Hu Chata, Banu v'Bnoisav, Machatu, even if Achon was Chayta, he took from the Shlal of Yerichai, but Banu v'Bnoisav, Machatu, what was their Chet, why were they Chayiv Sveifa? And the Gemara answers, V'Tameich, in Hu Chata, Kol Yisrael, Machatu, even if Achon was Chayta, the rest of Klai Yisrael didn't do a Chet. And the Pasuk ends off after listing all the things that he brought that belonged to Achon, all his property and all his possessions were brought to the Sofer. The Pasuk ends off, V'chol Yisrael Imai, he brought the rest of Klai Yisrael also to come and watch. The rest of Klai Yisrael came to watch the Sofer of Achon. Elamai, why did Yeshua bring the rest of Klai Yisrael? Agam, they weren't Chayti and they weren't Chayiv Sofer. Ela L'Radoison, Yeshua brought the rest of Klai Yisrael L'Radoison to give them Musar, to be Mechiach them, V'chol Ha'am Yishmu V'yiro, they should be Lekeach them Musar Elibam, not to be Chayti. Zakti Gemara, Achanami, he brought Banu v'Bnoisav k'dei l'radoisan in order to give Musa, in order to be Mechiach, they should be Lekech, the Musa v'Libam, not to be Chayte. And there are two possible ways to explain this Gemara, this that Yeshua brought Banu v'Bnoisav of Achan k'dei l'radoisan. The Marashon Chidushi Agodis brings from Rashi in his Pirish on Yeshua. Rashi is Mefarish, this that the Pasuk says, Banu v'Bnoisav wasn't that Banu v'Bnoisav v'Chayiv Sreifa. Yeshua did not burn the children of Achan. Banu v'Bnoisav came just like Kol Yisrael came. Kol Yisrael came to watch the Sreifa of Achon, Kadesh, they should be Lekech, Musa v'chol Ha'am, Yishmu v'yiro, who had then also, Yeshua brought Banu v'Bnoisav Ima, he also brought the children of Achon to watch the Sreifa, Kadesh, that they should be Lekech, Musa, and learn not to be Chayte. But it's not that the children of Achon were Chayiv Misa, like the Mashmoyis of the Pasuk, they're listed amongst all the possessions of Achon. The children of Achon didn't get killed, they came just to watch the Sreifa, Kedeh, that they should be Lekech, Musa, they should be to learn not to be Chayte. In Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, the Medrash brings that Yeshua also not only was Mechayiv Sreifa on Achon, but he also was Sreif Banu v'Bnoisav. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar explains why is it that Banu v'Bnoisav of Achon were Chayiv Sreifa. L'chayra, only Achon was Chayte, the Banu v'Bnoisav of Achon were not Chayte. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar explains this, that Yeshua is Mechayiv Sreifa not only on Achon, but on all his possessions, and not only on all his possessions, but on his children also, was because his children also knew about the Chet, and his children didn't tell anybody to this, that Achon was Chayte. So being that his children knew about it and didn't tell anybody that Achon was Lekeach from the Shtal of Yerichai, they were included in the Chet of Achon. And just like Achon was Chayiv Sreifa, they were Nichol in the Chet, because they also had a Chelik of the Chet for this, that they didn't tell anybody, Mimela, they were also included in the Chayiv Sreifa, that was Chal on Achon Ubeisai, it was Chal on Achon and all his possessions, and they were also included because they also had some sort of Shutfis in the Chet, because they knew about it and didn't tell anything. Al-Koponim, it's Mavua, that Rashi holds that the Banav Ubnoisav of Achon were not Chayiv Sreifa, they came just to watch Kedei L'Radoisan, that they should be Lekech Musa, and learn not to be Chayte. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar is Mefarish that not only Yeshua was Sarif Achon and all his possessions, but Banav Ubnoisav Imai were also Chayiv Sreifa, like the Mashmois of the Pasuk. And the Medrash explains why is it that they were Chayiv Sreifa, is being that they knew about it and didn't tell anybody, they also have a Shutfus in the Aveira, and they were included in the Chayiv Sreifa that was Chal on Achon Ubeisai. The Gemara in the Hemshech brings the Maisa of Yeshua when the Malach came to be Teveyim him on Bitul Teve. The Gemara brings the Pasuk, Vayi b'yos Yeshua b'richoi. Vayi sa'eno vayar, and he saw someone from afar and he asked him, Alonu atim litzareinu, are you from us or are you from our enemies? Vayomer lo'i ki ani sar tzva Hashem, I am the sar tzva of Hashem, ato bossi, and I come now. Vayipul Yeshua el ponav arza, vayishtachu Yeshua was neifel el ponav arza, and he bowed down. And the Gemara asked, hey, chiyavid, hachi, how is Yishael b'shleimei, v'am Reb Yechanan, osa leila adam, she'itein shalom lachaveir b'layla, it's osa for a person to be nice in shalom lachaveir b'layla, chayishinan shema sheidu, there's a chshash, maybe he's a sheid, so why wasn't Yeshua chayishish, maybe it's a sheid? And the Gemara answers, shani osam, dekomele, ani sar tzva Hashem, ato bossi. The Malach answered, Yeshua, ani sar tzva Hashem, ato bossi. The Malach said, the shame of Hashem. And the Gemara says they are not mapik shem shemayim levatolo, therefore he knows it wasn't a shade. Once he knew it wasn't a shade, therefore vayipo Yeshua el ponav arza vayishtachu, he was able to be mishtachve, and he didn't have to be choshish, maybe it's a shade. Once he said the shame of Hashem, shadim are not mapik shem shemayim levatolo. And the Gemara says that the Malach told Yeshua, amalei emesh bitaltim tomit shal beina abayim. Yesterday you were mevatol the akrova of the tomit shal beina abayim in the Mishkan. Ve'achshav bitaltim talmud Torah, now you were mevatol Torah. And Yeshua asked the Malach, Al Eze Me'an Bosa, on which one of the two did you come? Amalei Ata Bosi, I've come for the one that's now, that he came for the Bittul Torah, he's coming to be Teveim on the Bittul Torah. And the Gemara brings that Yeshua took the Musar, Vayolin Yeshua Balayla Hu B'Seicha Emek, Yeshua was Lon Balaylu B'Seicha Emek, V'Ameb Yechana Melamed Shalon Bo'imke Shal Alocha, that Yeshua was Lon Bo'imke Shal Alocha, and he was Lekech the Musar from the Malach, that he was Mevatel Talmud Torah, and he spent that night Bo'imke Shal Alocha. Tosis in Megillah and Av Gimel is Mefarish. Where does the Gemara see this shock of Atai in the Psukim that the Malach was Tevei Yeshua on the Bittul of Talmud Shabbein Abayim and on the Bittul of Talmud Torah? And Yeshua asked him Alezim Me'an Bosa, to which the Malach responded at the Bosi that he's coming to be Tevei at the Bittul of Talmud Torah. And Tosis is Mefarish, the Loshin that Yeshua told the Malach, Halonu Atem Imlit Sarenu, are you from us? Halonu Atem Imlit Sarenu, or are you from our enemies? That Yeshua was responding to this, that the Malach was Teveya him on the Bittul of the Talmud Shabbein Arbaim and on the Bittul of Talmud Torah. And Yeshua asked him, Ha'alonu is Hashem HaPosek of Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe, are you coming for the Bittul of Talmud Torah? Ha'alonu Hashem the Posek, that the Posek says, Torah Tziva Lonu, are you coming for the Lonu of Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe? Or Imlit Sarenu, are you coming to be Teveya the Bittul of the Talmud Shabbein Arbaim? And that's Nirmaz on the Loshen of Litzarenu, because the Karbonis are Megan Alenu from our enemies. Remeli Yeshua asked him, Halonu on Torah Tziva Lonu or Imlit Sarenu, are you coming to be Teveya on the thing which protects us from our enemies, which is the Akrovus of Karbonis, are you coming to be Teveya the Bittul of Talmud Shabbein Arbayim? To which the Malach responded to Yeshua, and the Malach said, Ata Bosi, and this is Hashem, the Pasuk of Ve'ata Kisfu Lachem Es Hashira Azois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Ve'ata Kisfu Lachem Es, to write down Es Hashira Azois in Seif Parshas Hazinu, there was the Tzivoi, Ve'ata Kisfu Lachem Es Hashira Azois, it's a remes to the Torah that the Malach was coming to be Teveya, the Bittul of the Talmud Torah, more than the Bittul of the Akrova of the Talmud Shabbein Arabayim. The Torah's Chaim in our Sugya is Medayik from the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't just bring that Yeshua went to go learn Torah. The Gemara brings that Yolon Yeshua b'Seicha Emek, he was Lon b'Imke Shal Alocha. And the Torah's Chaim is Medayik that Avada Yeshua learned Torah and he wasn't Mevatel Torah afilu that night that the Malach came to be Teveim on the Bittul Torah. Only the Malach was being Teveya on the Imke Shal Alocha, the Yeshua was learning, which the Malach was being Teveya to a certain Majrega Bahavora Ba'alma with a Shitchias without being Lon b'Imke Shal Alocha. And on that the Malach was coming to be Teveya that he has to learn with an Imek and an Ian. That was the Malach was coming to be Teveya, the Bittul Torah. It was a Bittul in the Eichus of the Torah. It was a Bittul on how well Yeshua was being Ma'ayin. That's what the Malach was coming to be Teveya. And therefore the ticking of that, when Yeshua was like Echta Musa, was Vayolin Yeshua B'Seicha Imek, he was Lon Bo'imke Shal Alocha. And there's a similar Mahalach, the Zichron Shmuel brings B'Shem the Panavizhirov. The Panavizhirov asks, why is it that the Malach switched the remes from what Yeshua had asked him? Yeshua asked him, Lefitezis and Megillah, Halonu Atem Litzarenu, Halonu Zashem, the Pasuk of Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe. And the Malach didn't respond that he's coming for Halonu. The Malach responded, Ve'ata Bosi Hashem, the Pasuk of Ve'ata Kisru Lachem Es Hashira Azois. And the Panavizhirov is Mazbe that when Yeshua asked Halonu Atem, he's referring to the Pasuk of Torah Tziva Lonu, but as a Mashmois that a person learns Mikrech the Hechrich that he has to learn. And on that Avada, there's a Ptur Be'is HaMolchom, where Yeshua was Potter from Talmud Torah. If the Tzivri of Talmud Torah is a Tzivri of Torah, Tzivri Lanu Moshe, it's a Tzivri that a person has to learn. B'shas Tetir Dovah Molchom, a person is Potter. When the Malach was being Tevei Yeshua for the Bittul of the Talmud Torah, the Malach used the Pasuk of Yata Kisfu Lachem Es HaShira Azois. And a Shira is Mashma that a person does Berotzen, it's the Shira's Chaim that a person does because out of a Cheshek, out of a Geshmak that the person has out of it. And on that, the Malach was being Tevei Yeshua at the Bosi, that the Limud HaTorah has to be in what's Mashma from the Pasuk of Atta Kisvel HaChemes HaShira, so it has to be a Shira, and not that what's Nirmah is in the Pasuk of Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe, which is Mashma the person learns Mikoich HaTziva Ba'alma, not Mikoich his own Cheshek, and this that he himself wants to go learn. The Gemara in the Hemshech means the Pasuk HaYarech Shavach Loi Bitzar. And the Gemara darshins two joshes from this pasuk. The Gemara brings Amar Balaza La'ilam Yaktim Adam Tfilo Litzara. A person should be Maktim a Tfilo before the Tzara comes on him. Shall Mali La'hiktim Avram Tfilo Litzara. If not for this, that Avram Avinu was Maktim a Tfilo to the Tzara, Bein Beiselu Bein A'ai. That Avram Avinu was Mespal La'abonov Bein Beiselu Bein A'ai. Lo Nishtayer Mirisha Yisrael Saru Dupalit. Bimei Ochan, when Ochan was Chayte and Klaiso was Nenash and Ai, Chas V'Sholme wouldn't be Nishtaya from Klaiso L'Sarah du Palit. And therefore we see from there also a person should always be Maktim a Tfilah before the Tzara comes. And the Gemara Darshan is from the Pasuk, HaYarech Shavach, if a person sets up his Tfilah as Loi B'Tzara, then this person won't have Tzaras. And Mishlokesh Darshan from this Pasuk, Kala Me'amitz Atzmei B'Tfilah, if a person strengthens himself in Tfilah Milamata, Eim Loi Tzara Milamayli, well, he will not have Mastinim and Mekatrigim on him Milamayla. And we Darshan this from the Pasuk, HaYarech Shavach, that if a person sets up his Tfilah and he is Me'amitz Koichoy in Tfilosoy, Loi B'Tzara, he will not have Tzara Milamayli, one of Mastinim and Mekatrigim, who are Mekatrigim Olav in Shemayim. And the Beichanon then says, the Beichanon Amar La'olam Yevakish Adam Rachmim Shehu Akol Ma'amtzen Es Koichoy. A person should always be Mevakish Rachmim that Shehu Akol Ma'amtzen Es Koichoy Vayu Loi Tzor Mila Maila. Everybody should be Ma'amtzen Es Koichoy, and he shouldn't have Tzor Mila Maila being Makatrig on him. And Rashi's Mefarish, what does it mean? La'olam Yevakish Adam Rachmim that should be Akol Ma'amtzen Es Koichoy. Sheyisayu Malachi Ashoris, the Malachi Ashoris should help him, Levakish Rachman, they should help him to be Mevakish Rachman. Vishlo Yehuloi Mastina Milamaila, they should not be Mastin on him Milamaila, there should not be anybody being Mekatrig on him Milamaila. And the Rishash is Medaik, the Mashmoyis of the Gemara is that a person should be Mespal Shehei Akol Ma'amtin Es Koichoi. A person should ask the Malachim to Mevakish Rachman by Kodesh Baruch Hu on his behalf that he should be Merachim on Klai Yisrael. And Dr. Rishash, it's mashma from the Gemara that a person could ask the Malachim to Mevakesh Rachim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yishibu le'aleket in Ois Reish Pei Beis, being similarly b'shem Rabbi Avigdor Kohen Tzedek, that he's brings a mekor for the minig that we mespal b'soif slichis machnisei rachim machnisei rachameinu lifnei ba'al rachamim. And he's mefarish, where is the mekor for a person to mespal such a tefillah that the machnisei rachim should be machnis rachameinu lifnei ba'al rachamim. And he says the mekor for this minute comes from this Gemara Lo'ilam that a person should be ma'amitz, he should be mispal, she akol ma'amtzen es koichoy. And we see from the Gemara that it's mutter for a person to ask the Malachi Ashoris to be machnis rachamenu lefnei ba'al rachamim, and therefore he's miyashiv the minute this that we mispal, this tefillah of machnis rachamim. The Maral in the Seva Avodah in Perek Yud Beis is kirei tagir on this minute of saying the tefillah of machnis rachamim. And the Maral says that a person can never ask anything from the Malachim called Tefillah Seinu is only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levadai. And this was like the Maral, a person should not be mispal this Tefillah of Machnisei Rachmim, Achnisei Rachameinu to ask the Malachim to Machnis Rachameinu Lefnei Baal Rachmim. A person shouldn't be mispal to the Malachim Chas V'Shalom. And therefore called Tefillah Seinu is only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Maral says a person should not say this Tefillah of Machnisei Rachmim. And to Miyashiv Min Agenu, the Maral is Magia, the piyut that it's not machnisei rachamim hachnisu rachameinu that we're asking the malachim to machnis rachameinu lufnei ba'al rachamim. Only the moral is magia machnisei rachamim yachnisu rachameinu lufnei ba'al rachamim. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the machnisei rachamim lefonov should be machnis rachameinu lefonov lufnei ba'al rachamim to rachamim on the Klai Yisrael. But the tefillah is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tefillah isn't asking the malachim to be machnis rachameinu lufnei ba'al rachamim. And the Maral says that's also the kavan of our Gemara. This that Rabbi Yechanan says, La'ilam, your person should be mispalash, ya'akul ma'amtsin es koichai, is not the kavan of the person should ask the Malachi Ashoris to mevakish rachim malav. The person is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Malachim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be ma'amtsin es koichai, and they shouldn't be mekachigim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the tefillah is only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not asking anything from the Malachim. The Maral holds a person can never ask anything from the Malachim b'seich tefillasai. The Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva also brings this morale that a person cannot say any tefillahs to the Malachim, and therefore he brings that Bishas the Tzibah would say the tefillah of Machnisei Rachmim was Marech B'Tachnon. He said Tachnon for a long time that the Tzibah shouldn't realize that the Chassam Sefer wasn't saying the piyut of Machnisei Rachmim, but he was Choshish for this morale that a person cannot be Mevakish the tefillah of Machnisei Rachmim. The Chassam Sefer, the Bing the Shoyal, asked the Maishna, asking the Malachim to Mevakesh Rachmim Allah from a person asking another person to be Mespalel for him. And that we find in Tanakh, Vechulu, in the Gemara, that one person asked another person to go daven for him. And the Chassam Sefer is Mechalak, then it comes to one Yid to be Mespalel for another Yid. If the Yid is Margish Betzach, Chaveyoy, Venasis Guf Echod, it's Kilo, a person's being Mespalel on himself. But to ask a malach to go daven for him, Zakhtar Chassam Sefer, is choshish for the sheet of the morale that a person can never ask a malach to mevakish rachmim olav, and his occult philosophy is only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Keser Reish in Eis Tzadik Gimel, he also brings b'shem the Goyin, that the Goyin also says that a person shouldn't say b'chlal b'seich tfilosei any bakasha to the malachim. And therefore he brings b'shem the Goyin not to say b'lel Shabbos, b'shas to shalom aleichem, not to say b'chuni l'shalom. B'shas b'chuni l'shalom, a person's asking a bracha from the malach, so the Goyin, that's also considered a tefillah to the malach, and therefore a person shouldn't say the paragraph of b'chuni l'shalom. And also the Goyin says not to say b'shas to piyat malachi rachmim m'shoy se'el yoin, that's also a tefillah to the malachim, and therefore the Goyin put in its place a voice oylom oya ve'el yoin bimkaim, this that we say in the piyat malachi rachmim m'shoy se'el yoin, the Goyin was magia bimkaim by that a person should say instead a voice oylom oya ve'el yoin, that he's asking the obvious to mispal of him, because a person could ask another person to mispal of him, but a person should never ask them that malachim shim mevakish rachim malov. And this that the Keser Reish brings b'shem the Goyin, that a person shouldn't say b'shas shalom aleichem on the Shabbos, he shouldn't say b'chuni l'shalom. The Siddur Isha Yisrael brings that the Shemaya was taught in the Kavon of the Gra. And he explains because the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that two malachim accompany a person home on the Shabbos. And if they find the Shulchan is Aruch and everything is Mesudr, they mevarichim that Shekein Yir l'Shabbos Abba. Masha Inkin, if the two malachim that come home with him, they find that they say that the Shulchan isn't Mesudr and it's not set up for Shabbos, they also give a klal of kenyir l'shabbos haba, and what one malach says the klal and the other malach says amen. Memela to the tziruf ma'akadosh baruch hu for the malach when he finds the shulchan mesudah to give a bracha and the other malach to be oina amen. When we say in the piyut, we say in shalom aleichem, we say baruchuni l'shalom, we're not asking the malach to be mevarichas. What we're saying is that there's a tziruf ma'akadosh baruch hu that the malach has to be mevarichas. So we're telling the malach to be mekayim is tzivoy baruchuni l'shalom malachi ha'shalom, but it's not a bakasha from the malach. We're just saying that the malach should be mekayim his tzivoy, and being that the malach has to give us a bracha, we're saying baruchuni l'shalom malachi ha'shalom is a chedek of the piyut, but it's not considered a bakasha from the malach. A person could say baruchuni l'shalom, he says tov bezeh the shemeya from the grill, that a person shouldn't say baruchuni l'shalom. Al kaponim ha'yetzalonim, we have two perushim in the Gemara. This that Rabbi Yechanan says la'olam yeh a person should be mespala she'ah kol me'amtsin as koichin, he shouldn't have tzom milamayla. The Shibul Alekid brings b'shem Rabbi Avigdor Kayin Tzedek that the kavon of the Gemara is a person should be mispalat, the malachim shouldn't be mekatrig loy milamaylo, they should be me'amtin es koichai. Misrav b'shem the morale is mefarish that a person should be mevakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should only have akol me'amtin es koichai and aliyu loy tzor milamaylo. And in afkamina to the tefillas that we have in the piyutim, we have machnisei rachamim, hachnisei rachamenu lefnei ba'al rachamim, and the piyut which we say malachi rachamim mishor say elyoin, it's also a bakosha to the malachim to mevakesh rachmim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to the morale, a person shouldn't say these piyutim because a person is only able to mispala HaKadosh Baruch Hu levadai, and therefore a person should take out these piyutim and not say them because he can't be mevakesh from the malachim that is mevakesh rachmim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara is mamshich to be mefarish the sefer of the Mishnah. The Mishnah brings in the sefer of Yehuda Eimer, imay yedea shum mezumim, if the one who's being yetzir laharig, he knows that the psak of Bezin is not true, the edim are edim shakronim. So instead of saying a vide on his chet, which he knows he's innocent from, his Eimer, te misasi kapora akola avinoisai, his misa should be a kapora for all his averis, chutz me ovin zeb, which this avera, which he's being paskin, that he's chayev misa for doing this avera, his misa should not be a kapora for. And the Chacham Achiluk and Rabbi Yehuda Amulayim Kain Yukal Adam Oimer Kain, every person is going to say Chutzmei Avein Zeh Kedei Lanakis Es Atzmei, to make himself appear innocent. And therefore the Chacham say even if a person knows that the Eidim Ashakronim and he was not over the Saveira, Afilo Achi he should be Mesvadi on the Aveira. And the Gemara asks, what's the Svar of the Chachamim? What's wrong if everybody does the Kedei Lanakis Es Atzman via Naku Atzman? What's the problem? And the Gemara says Kedei Shaloi Lahoitzi Lazal Bote Dinim. If every person is going to say that he's innocent, chutz me avin zeh, it's going to be moitzi lazan batei dinim, and therefore Chazal is misakin that a person should not say chutz me avin zeh, even if he knows that the din is mezumim. And the Gemara then brings a maisa, and Rashi brings the akdama to the story. Hashem ben Shetach went and killed the noshim mechashefes in Ashkelon, And Rashi brings the arichis of the story how he brought 80 Talmidim to kill the 80 Noshim Mechashefais in Ashkelon. And the kravim of these Noshim were Mekane in Shimon ben Shattach, and they wanted to take Nekama on Shimon ben Shattach. And therefore these kravim came and were made in Bezdin. They made up a story about the son of Shimon ben Shattach that is Chayiv Misa. And the Edim were Nimsu to be the Reim Nechainim. Bezdin was Mekabel, their Edis, the two Edim, their Edis was accepted. And Bezdin Paskin the Chayiv Misa on the son of Shimon ben Shattach. And on that, the Braisa brings the Hemshech of the Maisa, Ton Rabbanon Maisa, Ba'adam Echot, Sheyetzi Lahorik, he was going out to get killed. And Omarim Yeshbi Ovin Zeh, this person said, if he has this Aveira, Loitehim Misasi Kapor Lachol Avinoisai. He says, if he was over this Aveira that Bezdin Paskin on him, a Chayiv Misa, for being over this Aveira, then the Misa that he's getting should not be a Kapor for any of his Aveiras. If he doesn't have this Aveira, if he doesn't have this Aveira, if he's innocent, then the Misa that he's getting should be a Kapor for all his Aveiras. And Bezdin and Kol Yisrael are menukin, they're nucky from any wrongdoing and paskining Misa, and being that the Edom are made that he's Chayiv Misa. For Edom leitehela mechila loilam, and he was messiah that the Edom shouldn't get a mechila loilam for this chet that they were made checker to be mechayiv in Misa. Uchishashamu chacham bedavam, when the chachamim heard this that the son of Shimon ben Shattach said b'shas misasai, Amru la'achziru yefshir, it's yefshir to go against the psak, to undo the psak, shekvar nigzru akzeru, the psak was already given in Bezdin. Ela yehorig, he should get killed, v'yehei kular toli b'tzavar edim, he should get killed, and the blame is on the tzavar of the edim. The edim are to be blamed for this chiyav misa, that they are mechayev, the son of Shimon ben Shattach misa. And the Gemara asks, Pshita kol kamina, it's poshet that they can't be chayzer just because the son of Shimon ben Shattach said he's innocent. If the one going out to get killed said he's innocent, there's not a reason for Bezdin to be chayzer from the psak. And the Gemara says, Leitzvicha, the chiddush is the kahaji b'usadi, the Edom were chayzer. And the Edom came back to Bezdin after he said that the Edom shouldn't have a mechila la'olam. The Edom got scared and they came to Bezdin and told Bezdin that they were Edom shakranim. And the Gemara says, V'chi haji b'u my havi, the halacha is kiven chigur chuvay nechayzer maget. So even though the edim came back to Bezdin and said that they made up a story and they are edim shakronim, there's halacha of kiven chigur chuvay nechayzer maget. So in kain it's poshet Bezdin can't be chayzer from the psak. What's the chiddush? And the Gemara answers leitzvicha the afagav dekayavi taimelam osayu. Even though they gave a reason, why is it that they were made edim shaker? They gave a reason, and it was a reason that Bezdin saw is probably true, that they were trying to take Nekam on Shimon ben Shattach for killing the Noshim Mechashefes in Ashkelon. And even though Bezdin sees it as Dvarim Shaltam, and Mestamer is saying the truth that they were Edim Shakronim and they wish to be Chayzer from the Edis, Afilu Achi the Halacha is that Apishnayim Edim Yakum Dovar and Kivan Chigat Chuvay Nechayzer Magid, and if it's the Chazal said, La'achzire Yefshe Shekvar Nigzer Akzeira Eli Shibichayiv Misa, and the Kula will be Tolei Bitzavar Edim. And there's a machlokes in the Rishonim at Alinda Shaklavatai of the Gemara. What was the Gemara's question of Pshita Kol Kamina? What's the Gemara answering that even though the Edom gave a time of Lemosayu Afilu Hachi, Bezdin still kept the Psak and Bezdin said that he should get killed and the Kula should be totally Bitzavar Edom? Rashi is Mefarish the Gemara's question of Kol Kamina. What's the Chiddush of the Braisa Kol Kamina? Rashi is Mefarish is a person Nemon to say, the person going out to kill, is he Nemon to say that he's innocent? A other person isn't Nemon. And the Gemara's question wasn't why, what's the chiddush of the Braisa, it's poshut, the person is a Neman. Rashi's mefarish that the question of the Gemara is, why is it that Bezdin said that the person should go out to get killed, ve'akulo toli b'tzavar edim? It's mashmah that Bezdin is choshed edim to be edim shakranim. They say he should get killed and the kulo should be toli b'tzavar edim. The Gemara is asking kol kamine, why is Bezdin being choshed to edim for edim shakranim, that they're giving an announcement that the kulo should be toli b'tzavar edim? Just because the person says he's innocent is not a reason for Bezdin to be chayshed the Edom. And on that, the Gemara is answering that it's hajir b'hu sadik, because the Edom were chayzer, that's why Bezdin made this announcement. And Rashi's mefarish, the Gemara's question on this, that's kivan chigat shubay nechayzer magid, is not the pshat that the Gemara is saying that still the psak should remain. The Gemara knew all along kivan chigat shubay nechayzer magid, that the psak should remain and you can't be chayzer from the psak. What the Gemara is asking Kivan Chigat Chuvay Nechayzer Magid is, why should we assume because it's Haji B'Usadi that the Edom are Edom Shakronim? We could assume if the Edom come to be Chayzer and they say they're Edom Shakronim, the reason why they're coming is because they don't want the person to get killed Al-Pi Edusam. I've added their Edis was a true Edis and Bezdin's being Mekabel their Edis, only they say Ma'alonud Lachuv B'Domei Shalzeh. They're coming to say that they don't want somebody to get killed Al-Pi Edusam and that's why they're being Chayzer, and we should assume that the Edom are saying the truth. So the Gemara's question is that why is it that Bezdin made an announcement that he should go get killed and the Kula should be totally Bitzavar Eidin? Why is Bezdin assuming that the Edom are Shakranim? And to this, the Gemara answers Lamaskana that the reason why Bezdin assumed they were Shakranim is because they were Yavu, Taimelum, Mosayu. They gave a reason for what they said. And Bezdin assumes that the reason sounds true, and it sounds like the Edom were Edom Shakranim. They were coming to be Noikim and Nekama from Shimon ben Chatach for the Maisa that he killed the Noshim Mechashefes by Ashkeloim. And being that Bezdin saw that Mistamer they're saying the truth, therefore Bezdin made the announcement that he should get killed and the Kula should be Tali Vitzavar Edom. The Chassam Sefer speaks out if he shitas Rashi after Magia, not be gavus in the Gemara Pshita. The Gemara's question was never that it's Poshit, because the Gemara never answers this question, what's the Chiddush? According to Rashi, the Gemara knew all along the Allah of Kivin Shigit, Shuvah, and Achayzo, Magia, that the Edom can't be Chayzo from the Edis. The entire question of the Gemara is why is it that Bezdin made an announcement that they can't be Chayzo, Kshakvar, Nigzor, Gzeir, and the Kula should be Tali Bitzavar Edom? Why was Bezdin be Chayzo that the Edom are Edom Shakranim? Until the Gemara's Masik Lamaskona, being that the Edom are Yavu, Taimelum, Osayu, and it's nearer to Bezdin that the Edom said a Sheker, therefore Bezdin made the announcement that the Kula should be Tali Bitzavar Edom. But according to Rashi, there was never a Havamin in the Gemara that Bezdin should be Chayzer and undo the Psak and say that the Edom are Edom Shakranim. That was partial along, Kivin Chigit, Shuvah, and Achayzer, Omagid. The Gemara's question was on Bezdin's announcement, therefore he's Magia, that the Gemara does not say Pshita, he's Magia in the Gemara, that there is no Gears of Pshita. In the Chidushay Aran and in the Me'ibi, they are Mefarish that the Gemara's Havamin was that Bezdin should really be Chayzer from the Edis, and they are Gairis in our Gemara Pshita. That the Gemara's question, it's Poshet the Halacha that Bezdin isn't Chayzer from the Edis. And on that, the Gemara is answering that even though the Edim came and said the Edim Shakranim, and the Gemara asks further, it's still Pshita, it's still Poshet, Bezdin can't be Chayzer from the Edis. What's the Havamin of the Bezdin should be Chayzer from the Edis? The Halacha is Kivin Shigat Shuvah in a Chayzer Omagid, the Edim can't come say that they're Edim Shakranim. And on that, the Gemara answers that it's Yavu, Taimelum, Osayu. That being that the Edom are Yavu, Taimelum, Osayu, and it's Nikorim, that the Edom are saying the truth, and they really were Edom Shakranim Mitchila. And being that Bezdin now thinks that the Edom were Taka Shakranim, still therefore it's not Pshita anymore. There's a Havamina that the Edom could be Chayzer from their Edis, but Makam that it's Yavu, Taimelum, Osayu. I would think that that they could be Chayzer from their Edis, and I would think that the Halacha would change, that Bezdin would be Chayzer from the Psak. On that is Kamash Malon, that's Kvar Nigzer Ogzeira, and Bezdin made the announcement that La'achzira Yefshir, that's the Chiddush of the Braisa, that you say, Kivan Chegat, Shubay Nechayzo Magid, Hagam, it's Nikorim to Bezdin, it looks to Bezdin that the Edom were Taka saying in Edish Sheker, Hafiloachi, Kivan Chegat, Shubay Nechayzo Magid, and therefore Bezdin made the announcement that they can't be Chayzer, Hagam, in Svar, they should be Chayzer, Shekvar Nigzer Ogzeira, therefore they can't be Chayzer, but Shevei Kula Tali Bitzavar Edom, this that he's going to get killed, the Kula will be Tali Bitzavar Edom. Hakoponim, it's Yotzo Lono Machlikis in the Pirish of the Gemara. According to Rashi, the Gemara's question is, why did Bezdin make the announcement? Why is Bezdin Chayshish the Edom to be Edom Shakranim? But there was never a Havamina to be Chayzer from the Psak. I've added the Gemara all along, it's Poshet Aloch, it's Kivin Chigat, Shuvah, and Chayzer, Magid. According to the Ran and according to the Meiri, there was a Havamina that Bezdin could be Chayzer, but Mokim, that it's Milso the time that Edom are Shakranim. To that, Kamashmon de Braisafi Lochi, we say Kivin Chigat, Shuvah, and Chayzer, Magid. On the Etzem Uvda mentioned in the Gemara by the son of Shimon ben Chatach that the Edom were made these Chayiv Misa and Bezdin Paskin the Chayiv Misa, the Edom came back and told Bezdin that they're really lying and they're Edom Shakronim. Afilachi, Bezdin said that the son of Shimon ben Chatach should get killed and they were Mechayiv Misa. There are two Aoris in the Achronim, the Meir. How is it that Bezdin killed somebody after the Edom came back to Bezdin and told Bezdin that they're Edom Shakronim? V'meishen etshuva negis meishen chayshem mishpat in chelak aleph simen tesvav being zakasha from the Rogachover. In the halacha is the Edom have to be the ones to go kill the Nerak. The Yetzer the Horeg is killed by the Edom, Yada Edom, Tia Boi Barishayna. And the Gemara brings later a halacha if it's Nikta Yada Edom, if the Edom's hand was chopped off, that the Edom can't kill him after the Edom were made in Bezdin and they were ready to go kill him. Then the Edom's hands got chopped off. The halacha is being that we can't be mekayim the halacha of Yad Edom Tiyabai Berishayna. The person doesn't get killed. So, Factor Rogachov, if these Edom came back to Bezdin and said that they are Edom Shakronim, there's a Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. They said out PM that it's also for them to kill the son of Shimon ben Chatach. The whole heter, the whole reason why they're going to kill the son of Shimon ben Chatach is because he's Chayiv Misa. Once they tell Bezdin that they are Edom Shakronim, and they went to tell Bezdin that they are really lying and the son of Shimon Shatach is not Chayiv Misa, Im Kain is a Shavya Nafshe Chaticha to Yisua, and it's also for them to kill the son of Shimon ben Shatach. So Im Kain, the Edom can't kill the son of Shimon ben Shatach, and the halach is that if it's Nikta Yad Edom, if the Edom can't kill the one who's been Yetzir Lahorik, the person isn't Chayiv Misa. So this Shavya Nafshe Chaticha to Yisua should be the same as Nikta Yad Edom, and being that the Edom can't kill him, he should no longer be Chayiv Misa. And Reb Moshe is chilek on the Rogachov in the Kasha. And Reb Moshe says that if the Edom come to Bezdin and say the Edom Shakonim, they are not Neman. We say Kivin Cheger Chovin Echayzo Magid, and Bezdin assumes that they were saying the truth the first time and not the second time. So again, the Edom can't go kill the son of Shimon ben Shetach because for themselves they have a Shavya Nafshei Chaticha de Yisurah. Reb Moshe said this is Daimet to Edom who come and they say that they are refusing to kill the Yetzi Laharik. If when Bezdin brings the Yetzi Laharik to get killed, the Edom refuse to go kill him, Afiluachi, Bezdin will send somebody else to kill the one who's Chayiv Misa. And even if the Edom refuse to kill and they make another Shvua saying that they are not going to kill the person who's been Yetzi Laharik, then in such a case, Bezdin sends other people to go kill him. So this that they were shavya nafshei chaticha de yisura, this that they put in themselves chaticha de yisura not to go kill the Yetzir Laharik, to make it usher for them to kill the Yetzir Laharik, is daimut to a person, the Edom made a shvua that they're not going to kill the Yetzir Laharik, and that's daimut to a person who stammers a refusing to kill the Yetzir Laharik, being that it's just a refusal of the Edom to kill him, Bezdin will send somebody else to kill him, and the other person will go kill the Yetzir Laharik. It's dafkiv, it's nikta yad ha'edin, that Edom can't kill him, and there can't be a kiyum of the pasuk of yad ha'edin, tiyeh boi bo rishayna, but if in zed, then the Yetzir Laharik now becomes potter, and Bezdin will not kill him, he won't be chayiv misa anymore. And l'chayiv yesh liyashiv the kash of the rogachov b'oif in acher, this that we say, normally there's a halacha of shavya nafshei chaticha de yisur, if a person says that something is asur to me, shavya nafshei chaticha de yisur now becomes asur, and Bezdin is kaifin him to keep the isur. Calls that as dafka if the person has some level of nemanis, he could say that this is aser klapa himself, he has a nemanis. So being that klapa himself, he has a nemanis, we say the halacha of shavya nafshei chaticha de yisura. But b'oifin that a person said an edus in Bezdin and there's a halacha of kivin cheged shuvay nechayzu magid, he doesn't have a nemanis in the second iser, there won't even be a halacha of shavya nafshei chaticha de yisura. And faket, Bezdin will tell him there's still a mitzvah on him to go kill the nerag, the edim still have to go kill the nerag, it won't be aser for them bechlal to kill the nerag. And if they say they're not going to kill him because the Edom shakronim, then it's regular Edom refusing to be mekayim the mitzvah of Bezdin, that Bezdin will go kill the Edom themselves. But if one of them be chal, the halacha of shavya nafshei chaticha de yisura, being that it's kivin cheged shuvay nechayzu magid, and he doesn't have any nemanis in the second edus, without any nemanis bechal, a person can't even be shavya nafshei chaticha de yisura. There's a second aura that the achrenim are ma'ori on this gemara. The Radvaz holds if a person is able to save somebody else's life, but in order to go save the other person's life, he's going to have to be ma'abid echad me'evarav. A person can save the other person's life, but by going to save him, he's going to lose a foot, or he's going to lose his hand, he's going to lose echad me'evarav. The shita sa'advaz is a person's mechuyiv to be matzal somebody else, afilof is going to be ma'abid echad me'evarav. A person's mechuyiv to give up one of his limbs in order to save somebody else's life. The arsameach in perek zayin milchis reitzeach is chelik under advaz. And the Osameach holds a person is not mechuyiv to give up one of his limbs to save somebody else's life. A person's only mechuyiv to save somebody else's life if it's not going to cause him to lose one of his limbs. But just like a person is not mechuyiv to give up his life to save somebody else's life, who would mean he's not mechuyiv to give up echad me'evarav to save somebody else's life? And the Osameach brings a raya from our Gemara. In fact, the Osameach, if the Edom knew that they are Edom Shakronim, and the Edom came to Bezdin and told Bezdin that they are Edom Shakronim, and the son of Shimon Shetach really isn't Chayiv Misa. In Cain, and Bezdin says, Kivin Cheged Shuvay Nechayzo Magid, they're not Mekabel the second Edus, they're still being Mekabel the Edus of the Edom, and the son of Shimon Shetach is still going to be Chayiv Misa. L'chayiv, the Edom Shemuchayiv to chop off their own hands, being that the Halacha is Nikta Yad Edom, then the son of Shimon Shetach wouldn't get killed. So in order to save the son of Shimon Shetach from Misa, the Edom who are made Sheker Shemuchayiv to chop off their hands, could they not be able to kill Shimon, the son of Shimon Shetach, and this way he'll be Nitzel from the Misa that they caused him by being made Edus Sheker. Zogt me simcha al karchach, there is no halacha, a person's mechuyiv to me'abed echad me'evav k'dei lahatzel es chaveiroi, and therefore the psak was la'achzira yiyefshe shekvar nigzira gzeira elo hisyeitze lehorek, and the koiler is totally b'tzavar edim. But our components of wolf in the Gemara that a person isn't mechuyiv to me'abed echad me'evav k'dei lahatzel es chaveiroi. To summarize, we said over on the Maisa of Shimon ben Shetach, or the Kasha of the Rogachov, why is it that the Edom are allowed to go kill the son of Shimon ben Shetach? When they came back and said the Edom Edom Shakonim is a Shavya Nafshei, and if it's also for them to kill him, it should be like Nikta Yad Edom, that if it's Nikta Yad Edom, the one who's Yetzir Laharik doesn't get killed. And Reb Moshe answered the Kasha that the Shavya Nafshei Chaticha de Yisura is Doime to a person who Edom who are refused to kill the Yetzir Laharik. Ubaif in Zeb Bezdin goes and kills them and saying a Doime to Yitor Nikta Yad Edom that the Edom can't kill him. And Agam the Edom are also to kill him because Shavi and Afshei Chaticha the Yisura. It's Daimet to Edom are refusing to kill the Yitzir. How are we going to make a neder or shvua not to kill him? That's also similar to Edom refusing to kill him. That Bezdin will still go kill him, and we won't say it's Daimet to Halacha of Niktayad Edom. That Agam over here, there's an Issa of Shavi and Afshei Chaticha the Yisura, but being that they're not Neman because Kivan Chigat Shuvah in a Chayzer Magid, we just look at it as if the Edom are refusing to kill the Yitzir. How are Bezdin goes to kill him? And we said over a second teretz to the kasha of the Rogachover that there won't even be over a shavi and afshei chaticha di yisura, being that the halacha is kivin chigat chuvay nechayzor magid, and the person has known their monist to say that he was made a checker, there won't even be a kivin chigat chuvay, there won't even be a shavi and afshei chaticha di yisura. Shavi and afshei chaticha di yisura needs a level of the monist, he should be neman klapi himself, and b'makim it's kivin chigat chuvay nechayzor magid, he doesn't have any monist pechlal, we won't say shavi and afshei chaticha di yisura. And we said over then that the Ha'ara, the Ha'asameach, is Ma'ir and the Radvaz from our Sugya. The Radvaz holds a person's Mechuv to him, Abed Echad Me'evok, Te'il Hatzalas Chaveri. And the Ha'asameach is Chaylik, a person just like he's not Mechuv to give up his life to save his friend, he's also not Mechuv to give up one of his limbs to save his friend. And it brings a Raya from our Gemara that Bezdin didn't tell the Edom to chop off their hand, and then it'll be Nikta Yad Edom and the son of Shimon Chetach won't get killed. Al Karchach, a person isn't Mechuyu to him, Abed Echad Me'evok, Te'il Hatzalas Chaveri, and that's why the Bezdin said that he gets killed, Shekvar Nigzer Egzeira, but the Kula should be totally B'tzavar Edim. There's another Aura, the Achrinim Amorir, from our Gemara, from the Meister of the son of Shimon ben Chetach. Bezdin Paskin on the son of Shimon ben Chetach, that he's Chayiv Misa, then the Edim came to Bezdin and told him that they are Edim Shakronim. And Bezdin said, "La'achziva yiyefshe." Bezdin can't be chayzer from the psak shekvar nigzura gzeira ela yehorig ve'akuler toli b'tzavu edim. The Shev Shmeitza and Shmeitza Vav Perekres is discussing the halachos of an amasla. If people came over to an isha to be mekadesh the isha, and the isha told them that she's already a eishes ish, and they can't be mekadesher. Later on, the isha comes to Bezdin and tells her that she's really a pnuya and not an eishes ish, and this that she was shavya nafshei chaticha d'yisura. And she said originally that she's already married and already Aishas Ish was only to chase away these people, being that they were Anoshim Sheinim Muganim, and she didn't want to become a Kudeshes them. To chase them away, she told them she's an Aishas Ish. But she was nicer than Amasla Lidvarea, why she was Shavya Nafshei Chaticha de Yisura. But even Zed, the Gemara Ksubas and Daf Chav Beis tells us the Isha can be Chayzef, and this that she already said she's an Aishas Ish. And we don't say Shavya Nafshei Chaticha de Yisura, she could be Chayzef Aidei in Amasla. Zokta Shev Shmeitza is called a dafka when a person is being shavya nafshei chaticha di yisura. But if a person said an edis, if two edim said an edis, they can't be chayza aidei in a maslo. The Shev Shmeitza assumes that as a davar poshet that edim can't be chayza from the edis aidei in a maslo. Kivin chigat shuvah in a chayza umak, it says they can't be chayza afilo aidei in a maslo. And the Shev Shmeitza then brings a machlikis in the achreinim. What is the halacha b'makam that it was hemnei atayra? Kegoin, a father with the nemanis of a yaker, could the father be chayza from nemanis aidei in a masla, where the father can't be chayza aidei in a masla? And who had been in cases when a eid echad is neman, could the eid echad be chayza aidei in a masla? But al kopanim, the Shev Shmeitza is assuming by two eidim, that's poshet that the two eidim can't be chayza aidei in a masla, it's not mahani in a masla to be chayza from the eidis. We still say the halach of kivin chigat shuvay in a chayza magid. The Bechus Avraham in Ksubas and Daf Chav Beis is Medayik from the Mechaber in Choshe Mishpat in the beginning of Simen Chav Tes. And he's Medayik from the Mechaber that it's Mahani, Edom can be Chayzer from the Edis Aideh and Amaslam, we don't say Kivin Chigat Shuvay and Chayzer Magid. And the Mechaber is discussing B'mokin that the Edom came and said that they misunderstood Bezdin's question. Bezdin told the person to bring Edom to prove that he is not a Rami. And the person brought two Edom to Bezdin, and Bezdin asked him, is this person a Rami? And the Edom said yes. And later on, the Edom are saying that they misunderstood the question of Bezdin. They thought that Bezdin is saying that this person is not a Rami. And to that, they were answering yes. So the Mechaber, being that it's Muchach, the Edom made a mistake. A person wouldn't bring Edom that would be Lechavosai in Bezdin. And we could assume the Edom misunderstood Bezdin. Uboifin said the Edom could be Chayzer from the Edis. The Edom could say Ta'inu, and they could be Chayzer from the Edis and say this person is not a Rami. Zok the Bichas Avram, this that the Edom can be chayzer from the Edis and they could say they can make a mistake is because the Edom are being nice and amasla lidvareim. It's with the kayach that a person could be nice and amasla and be chayzer midvareim. And even though normally we find Edom can't be chayzer from the Edis aidei and amasla, zok the Bichas Avram, that's because in most cases the excuse the Edom would give would not be a good enough excuse for Edom to be made aidei sheker. The Isha could give an amasla, she could say why she said she's already an Eishes Ish. Because a person would say such a thing in order to chase other people away. My shaking when it comes to saying Eidah Sheker, no excuse would be good enough to explain why a person would say an Eidah Sheker in Bezdin. But when Malkim the Eidim are coming to say Ta'inu on the question that Bezdin asked us, where the Eidim are not saying they said an Eidah Sheker and giving an excuse for it, they're saying that they misunderstood Bezdin's question, that's an Amaslat Mahani Afilu by Eidis. But Al Koponim Zokta Birchas Aram, it's Masha from the Mechaber that an Amasla is Mahani by Eidim that they can be Chayzer from the Eidis, and we don't say the Aloch of Kivan Chigat Shuvah in the Chayzer or Magad, but Malkim the Eidim have a good Amasla. And Zokta Birchas Aram, it's Masha from our Gemara like the Sheet of the Shev Shmaitza, our Gemara would be a Makar for the Shmaitza. Our Gemara says that the Bezdin is assuming that the Eidim were really Shakronim. The Eidim came and told Bezdin they are Shakronim. The reason they were made on the son of Shimon ben Shetach is to be Nekim and Nekama from Shimon ben Shetach for killing the Kravim, for killing the Noshim HaMechashefis. And Bezdin really believes that the Eidim attack as Shakronim. Bezdin made an announcement, Lachzire Yevshe, but the Kula should be totally B'tzavar Eidim. It's Muchach Mitoich to Uvda that the Eidim attack as Shakronim, and Bezdin is assuming the Shakronim, but the Aloch is still is Kivin Chigat Shuvah in the Chayzil Magad. And it's Mashma, I feel if the Eidim gave an Amasla and they explained why they said the Eidim Sheker, because they wanted to take an Akama from Shimon ben Shetach, I feel Ochi, the Eidim can't be Chayze from the Eidis, we still say the Aloch of Kivin Chigat Shovei Nechayze or Magid, and this would be a Mekor for the Sheet of the Shev Shmaitzer, that an Eidim can't be Chayze from the Eidis, I feel Aide and Amasla, it's not Daimit to a case of Shavya Nafshe Chatichot Di Yisura, or a case of the Namonis of Yaka, according to some Achreinim, that the person could be Chayzer, Aide this that he gives an Amasla. By Eidis, we say once it's Neskabel the Eidis, Kivin Chigat Shuvah Nechayzer Magid. And Lechayre Yesh Lid Chayzer Raya, that this that we say it's Mahani and Amasla is Dafka if the person gives an Amasla and explains why he said Eidis Sheker in Bezdin. The person has to give the Amasla, he says Ta'inu, he says he made a mistake, he misunderstood Bezdin's question. But Eifin said he explained why he said the wrong Eidis, but mainly could be Chayzer from the Eidis, I mean, don't say the din of Kivin Chigat Shuvah in the Chayzer Magid. But in the case of the Eidim were made on the son of Shimon ben Shetach, they did not explain why they said an Eidis Sheker in Bezdin. It's Muchach Mitoich to Uvda that Bezdin is assuming that they said an Eidis Sheker, but the Amasla is not manning to explain why they would say an Eidis Sheker. They're just saying they came to be Nekim the Nekama from the son of Shimon ben Shetach, Eidis being made on his son, and that's not an excuse for a person why a person would say an Eidis Sheker in Bezdin. So that's not Nechshav and Amaslo, but if and Zeb, we don't say Eidim can be Chayzer from the Eidis, then it's Kivan Chigat Shuvah Nechayzer Magid. But if the Eidim give a good reason why they said an Eidis Sheker in Bezdin, if they said it was Alpia mistake, or they said Bezdin misunderstood the Eidis, but if Anim Eilu with the Amaslo is a good Amaslo, maybe in Echanami, Eidim can still be Chayzer from the Eidis, and we don't say the Aloch of Kivan Chigat Shuvah Nechayzer Magid if the Eidim are giving a good Amaslo.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.